Well, from Irish fishermen who settled along the east coast of Canada to the current day workers here on two-year visas, Irish immigration has deep roots in this country. But there's something about BC, specifically the south coast area, that seems to be attracting a large number of Irish workers right now. So the evidence is still anecdotal, but according to Irish Canadian Immigration Centre, there has been an increase in demand for services to help Irish people settle in the Vancouver area. So to help us get to the bottom of this trend, joining us now in studio is Rory Spillane. He moved here to Vancouver from Ireland in 2008. He started his business Moving to Canada. That's with the number two, Moving to Canada, in 2011. Rory, hi, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So have you noticed there seems to be an increase in the number of Irish people here in Canada? Is it just us?
No, definitely so. It's very evident. You hear Irish accents in the streets. I was on Third Beach last night at the drum circle. It's like an invasion of Irish students in the summer. I guess the summer students are arriving here on a temporary basis, but the long-term numbers is, and we're finding a lot of the Irish, young Irish people are coming in on a two-year work permit, and that's a gateway to permanent residency. So
I see. And is it City of Vancouver, or are they spreading out a little bit across the province?
It's mainly in Vancouver and surrounding areas in the Lower Mainland, but there's large Irish populations in Whistler and Victoria as well, and we see quite a few in Kelowna as well.
Well, it's expensive here, as you well know. Difficult to find a place to live for many, so what is it about Vancouver? What's the attraction here for the Irish?
I think it's a mixture of opportunity and lifestyle. Despite the cost of living here, I think people realize there's still a lot of opportunity if you're willing to work hard and adapt. The lifestyle here is second to none. We've similar winters in Ireland, but summer is a little bit different here. We're not used to 3 or 4 months of sunshine, so that's a huge bonus for us.
I see. Yeah, the weather. People don't always talk about them. In the summertime, we do, but come spring, it's awfully wet. It looks an awful lot like Ireland, in fact. But
definitely.
You talked about the student visas, that type of thing, or the working visas. Is that the specific demographic that you think that's the greatest growth of the people that are coming?
Definitely. Since Ireland went into recession in 2008, we saw the prairie provinces were more popular with the families due to the lower cost of living. The industrial boom in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba drove a lot of families in negative equity, faced with unemployment in Ireland, had to leave to seek opportunity. Toronto and Vancouver, definitely a choice with the younger demographic, as in this, they call it the IEC Working Holiday Visa. It's a reciprocal program. It allows Irish and Canadians to go to each other's countries for a period of up to 2 years. That is, so if for eligibility, you're under 35. So that means a lot of the under 35s are seeking adventure in Vancouver. And then after a year or two, they find they're settling here. And the immigration system is definitely in favor. Once you're here, you're active in the province, you're happily employed. It's a lot easier for Irish people to stay now. So that's why we're seeing record numbers.
I see. But are some just coming for summer vacations? You're just staying for a short time?
Definitely. This time of year, you'll see a lot of university students. They're using the same allocation of visas, but it's not as controversial now, as in there's enough visas to go around. Thankfully, Canada has been very welcoming to Irish people. So the Irish allocation is 10,700 working holiday visas per year. And that was extended to a two-year period as well. So that two-year period allows them to settle. It takes a while to adapt to a new country, so that allows the Irish immigrants to settle into a job. And once they are successful in finding them employment, it's much easier to find a pathway to permanent residency.
Okay. Does that create any kinds of tensions then with sort of this limited number of visas? You know, I mean, back home in Ireland.
It was in 2013, 2014. The visa allocation went in 25 minutes. So we had 7,000 visas disappear in 25 minutes. So
Wow. That's
thankfully Jason Kenney, the then Minister for Immigration, expanded the quota. And he also expanded the duration from 1 to 2 years. So that essentially doubled the amount of, or doubled the allocation for Ireland.
Well, you mentioned the 2008 economic collapse in Ireland, and we know about the tech industry that was booming for a while there. How would you describe the economy in Ireland now?
It's definitely recovering. As in 2008, I guess we saw real estate prices drop by 40 to 50% across the country. The construction sector just stopped. So it was a huge rebalancing of the economy. A lot of construction professionals and tradespeople simply had no other option but to immigrate to the UK, Middle East, Canada, and Australia. Right now, I guess the IT sector and finance has continued to boom. It slowed down momentarily after the global crisis, but it's continued pretty strong. I guess what the big issue now is the Irish that are here to want to return can return. But they're still faced, there's not a lot of opportunity outside Dublin at the moment, but they're seeing lower wages, but they can return, which is great.
I see. Well, what about the impact of the fact that the Americans, Australia, New Zealand, they've really sort of clamped down on the number of workers' visas that they're issuing? How has that affected? Now Vancouver's open and that's why they're coming, or what do you see?
Definitely. I think Canada has been very clever in the past few years, and they've opened up their borders to highly educated professionals. Again, the points-based system, Express Entry, is based on your age, education, integration within Canada. So they've been very, very clever. I think they're capitalizing again. The US, Australia, New Zealand are all closing their doors, and Canada system is very, very clever. So it's bringing in highly educated people that pass language tests, age tests, and can integrate into the economy.
And how do you facilitate the process when people approach you?
So moving to Canada is it's an information website. So we've created an online community for newcomers across the globe. So it helps you plan your immigration process, plan what's the right city for you, what's the right location, and then integrate into the Canadian economy. We also have a recruitment agency called Outpost Recruitment. I focus on construction professionals, many of them Irish, as in that idea stemmed from the fact that Canada's leading companies were going to Ireland from 2009 to 2014. So,
lots of big construction projects coming up here soon, Rory. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Rory Spillane. He moved to Vancouver from Ireland in 2008, started his business moving to Canada back in 2011. Now, we did reach out to Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada to get some more statistics on just how many more Irish immigrants have come to Vancouver since 2012. So they were unable to provide any, hard numbers before our deadline, but they say they are working on our request.